You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 104 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so excited to continue our series about Baroque composer Johann Pachelbel. Before we get started, just a quick reminder that public enrollment to my online piano lesson programs is only open for a few more days. You can learn more about my programs for kids at busykidsdopiano.com and my program for adults at busymomsdopiano.com, and I will place those links in the show notes as well. Now, in our last episode, episode 103, which I'll link to in the show notes in case you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, we learned a little bit about the life of German composer Johann Pachelbel, about his musical style, his contributions, and how, like many composers, he sort of disappeared after his death. We didn't really hear much about him. People didn't know who he was or why he was important. Johann Pachelbel's rise in popularity happened many years after his death, and it happened because of a piece that is probably one of the most well-known classical pieces of all time, Canon in D major. In the 1970s, Pachelbel's music experienced a revival thanks to recording of this masterpiece by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. This recording gained significant attention and became widely played on the radio. The soothing melodies and harmonies of the Canon in D struck a chord with listeners, leading to its increased popularity. The piece found its way into movies, TV shows, commercials, and even weddings, becoming a go-to choice for special occasions. With its rediscovery, Pachelbel's music once again captured the hearts of people worldwide, cementing his position as a beloved and influential composer. Although the exact circumstances of his creation of Canon in D are not well documented, it is believed that Pachelbel wrote the piece, often just referred to as Pachelbel's Canon, for a very special occasion, possibly a wedding or a church service. A musical canon is like a fun musical game. In a canon, a melody is repeated by different voices or instruments, but each one starts playing the melody at different times. It's a bit like a musical round where someone sings the same melody, but they start at different moments. So imagine a group of friends singing a song, and one person starts singing the melody, and then another friend joins in, starting the same melody a little later. And it creates a beautiful and harmonious sound as the voices overlap and blend together. It's like a musical puzzle where all the pieces fit perfectly. You might have even heard a famous canon called Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Row, row, row your boat, row, gently row, down the stream, row your boat, merrily, 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 row your boat, gently down the stream, row your boat, merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Canons are a clever and fun way to create interesting and captivating music. Now listen closely to the opening lines of Canon in D major.
Mm-hmm.
hear the melody that's introduced at the beginning, then being passed from one instrument to another, creating a rich tapestry of sound. Even when other instruments and parts are introduced, the original melody still weaves its way through the music. Since the piece returned to popularity in the 1970s, many other remarkable performances have taken place of this classic. One performance was by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan, which showcased the grandeur and emotional depth of the composition. Additionally, numerous talented soloists, such as violinist Itzhak Perlman and cellist Yo-Yo Ma, have delivered captivating interpretations of the canon in D. And these performances, along with countless others, have contributed to the enduring popularity and widespread appreciation of this beautiful and timeless musical masterpiece. If you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/104, you'll find there a link to my curated playlist on YouTube featuring some of the different performances and interpretations of Canon in D. And even though we've listened to different excerpts of the song in today's episodes, be sure to listen to Canon in D in its entirety so you can hear all the complex ways which Pachelbel sort of played with the melody in this famous canon. Again, you'll find that playlist at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/104. I hope you enjoyed discovering the magic of Johann Pachelbel's Canon in D major with me in today's episode. Until our next episode airs in 2 weeks, keep listening, exploring, and keep discovering the wonders of music. Bye for now.